Welcome. Congratulations. I want to say congratulations on purchasing Overcoming Procrastination. Now, this is a little recording that I want as an introduction to you before you listen to the Hypnosis CD. Now, track. If you've already listened to the Hypnosis recording, that's fine. Because this technique that I'm going to share with you in this recording will allow you to make it 100 times more effective. Exactly. Not 99 times, not 101, but 100 times more effective. Okay, look, that's based on all the scientific research that I've never really done. It makes it massively, exponentially, hugely, 100 times. It really increases very dramatically the results you get. The concept, really, of focusing your conscious mind, your thinking mind, deliberately, and then using hypnosis. It supercharges it. It's like adding nitrogen to car engines or whatever they do to make them go faster. So, this nitrogen for your brain technique that I'm going to share with you today is a neuro-linguistic programming, or NLP technique, called the swoosh pattern. And I'm going to tailor it here right for you, and we're going to run through it. So all you have to do is listen to this simple little audio and follow along. So nice and simple. Also, once you listen to this and follow along, and maybe if you decide to come back and listen to the section with the technique again and again, you will understand, and you may already understand, how the swoosh pattern works, the fundamental bits of the swoosh pattern. So you can then use this conscious mind technique in just a few moments, literally in 2 minutes or less. You can create a tailored swoosh pattern just for you, and then perform that series of mental exercises there and then in a couple of minutes. So, I mean, we all know that if we exercise our physical muscles, they get bigger. If we exercise our mental muscles, the same thing is true. The thinking patterns that we create get stronger and they get bigger. Physically, we create bigger parts of our brain. The pathways in our brain get stronger and reinforced, and physically it grows. Again, this has been shown in studies. There was a famous one with the London taxi drivers whose hippocampus has been expanded due to their having to learn the knowledge, which is basically the name and position of every street in London and how to get from one street in London to another one. It takes about 5 years, I think, of study to acquire the knowledge, and then you can become a London taxi driver. Now, of course, with Uber and the sat navs, the whole gig is a lot easier. But still, the London taxi drivers know their way around and the shortcuts and, you know, rush hours and stuff. So anyway, physically rewire the brain by doing this simple, tailored swoosh pattern exercise, which I'm going to do with you right here on this audio, and teach you how to tailor your own swoosh pattern for overcoming procrastination and other things. Now, so the first thing we're going to do when we create a swoosh pattern is basically make a new choice. We're going to decide that we want to do something. And the best way to make decisions is to be in a good state of mind, to be in a good mood, right? So you always make good decisions from, you know, you rarely make good decisions from a really stressed mood or angry or upset. But from a happy place or an excited place, you can make great decisions. When you're in that flow state, that creative flow state, and it's effortless and it's absolutely amazing, man, the decisions you can make in there are amazing. So let's get into one of those effortless state of mind, those flow states, that great, good feeling. Let's get some good neurochemistry going before we make decisions, tailor a swoosh pattern, and do a swoosh pattern now and before listening to the hypnosis recording to exponentially increase your results, dramatically increase your success with hypnosis now, especially overcoming procrastination right here, right now with this specific hypnosis session. Okay, so let's get into a great neurophysiological state and let's anchor it. Let's anchor that good neurophysiological state so it becomes easier to start getting back into that good state of mind again in the future. This is very similar to Pavlov's dogs. This is the Pavlovian stimulus response model. Ring a bell, feed the dogs. Ring a bell, feed the dogs. Ring a bell, feed the dogs. Ring the bell. The dogs expect to be fed. There is no smell of dog food. They can't see dog food. They can only hear a sound of a bell. And they now associate that sound of the bell to being fed. And so they start to salivate and get hungry. We can use the same process, the same anchoring process of a good feeling to an action. One of the more popular ones is squeezing your thumb and middle finger together. Squeeze your thumb and middle finger together. It's an action you don't very often do. The thumb and index finger come together quite a lot. Thumb and middle finger. And when you squeeze them together, fire off that anchor, it reminds you of the good feeling. So let's get into a good state. Let's create an anchor and tailor a switch pattern and do this and then go into trance with the hypnosis. So only if it's safe and appropriate to do so. So not if you're driving or operating any kind of machinery, but if it's safe and appropriate to do so, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. Hold that breath. And as you hold that breath, in a moment, you're going to let that breath out and just make a sound as you breathe out. And then take another deep breath in. And as you hold your breath, and hold your breath just a moment longer, this time as you breathe out, make that sigh even bigger. And notice as you breathe out and make that sighing sound that you feel the resonance and the tingle. Yeah, that resonant tingling all over your body. Just one more time. Deep breath in. Hold that breath. Hold that breath. And the bigger that you sigh and that you let yourself really relax as you go. You feel good. And I know there's something that makes you feel really good. Feels so good. And as you feel good and allow yourself to start noticing that good feeling as it continues to get bigger, you can give it a color. And as you cast your mind over the things that make you feel so good, that you can imagine the feeling. And you can imagine that feeling having a color. And spread that color up to the top of your head and down to the tips of your toes. Squeeze your thumb and middle finger together. Anchor that intense feeling that you start to create bigger and bigger with every breath you take in. And just tingle. Oh, feel good. And even if you only think you're getting a tenth of the good feeling that I'm feeling right now because of I've practiced this a lot more. Feel good. Just smile. Sigh as you breathe out. And put a big smile on your face. Pulse a feeling through your body of gratitude and of good feelings. And squeeze your thumb and finger together. Tap them and squeeze them. Pulse them together and together. And each time you squeeze them, it reminds you of gratitude and things that you're grateful for. The people that are in your life that are amazing. The places that you're looking forward to going, the things that you do and the stuff that you have, and have the good feeling all over your body, the color spreading, and squeeze your thumb and index finger together, and wow, the more you practice anything, the better you get at it. Open your eyes, because as you practice anything, you get better at it. So you want to practice being able to just suddenly have a great feeling before you meditate or do a visualization process or do a conscious mind technique to align your conscious mind and your unconscious desires so that you're headed powerfully in the direction of creating the things that you want in your life, overcoming procrastination. You can start from that good feeling place. Now, You can close your eyes or keep them open as you get ready just to squeeze your thumb and finger together. And as you squeeze your thumb and finger together, it'll remind you of the gratitude that you just felt and the good feeling and that color that you spread up to the top of your head and down to the bottom of your toes. And as you're reminded of how good that feeling is, you can boost it around your body as you squeeze and press the fingers together and just practice feeling good. Now, you can open your eyes again, of course. A good place, a good anchor that makes you feel good is a good place to start. Now, let's tailor a switch pattern because there are things that you do procrastinate over currently. And you know what they are. This is the wonderful thing about targeting the hypnosis with the conscious mind technique here. So that when you use the hypnosis recording, the hypnosleep sessions, and the power naps, you have laser focused your conscious mind on the thing that you procrastinate over, that you have had enough procrastinating over. Had enough. I procrastinate far too long doing X. What is that X? You know what it is that you want to make a thing of the past, that procrastination, that thing that you procrastinate. And as you think about what that thing is, cast your mind to what it is you do want. What do you want to do instead of procrastinating? This is the great thing. You actually know what that is, of course. There's this block. It's stopping you from achieving Y. It stops you achieving Y. X is getting in the way of Y. So what is that Y? What is it? And think about it. And as you think about it, imagine yourself doing it. Imagine yourself doing it. And when you're in that situation, doing the thing that you used to procrastinate over and now you're actually doing it, what's around you, you know, in that environment? So what would you hear? Would you be in an office with office sounds around you, or would you be by the beach painting or whatever it is, right? What are the sounds in the background? Is it quiet? Are you listening to music? You know, where are you and what are those sounds that are around you? If you're procrastinating and you work in a florist, there would be smells of flowers. Smells of flowers. Or if you're in a kitchen, there would be smells. Maybe there's potpourri. Maybe there aren't really any discernible smells, or coffee. And maybe there are tastes, especially if you're in the kitchen. There are sounds, and there are smells, and there are tastes, and there is you doing the activity. So you're making an expectation of you doing the things that you want to do to achieve. And you can see yourself, or imagine seeing yourself, doing this activity, taking action, a moving image. So you're taking action, getting up, putting pen to paper, opening a computer, typing, going to another country, driving somewhere. There's an action. You are doing a thing you were being procrastinated from. So in your mind, you know what that is. Make it big, make it bright, make it bold, make it vivid. Make the sounds rich and loud, the feelings strong. Fire off that anchor as you think about doing it, just doing this thing. Fire off that good feeling anchor. Remember any smells or any tastes that are associated with this. And as you allow yourself to fire off that anchor again, feel really good as you imagine yourself doing this thing now in the future. And you know when you want to be doing it. When those times came up that you used to procrastinate over. Those are the times that, boom, now you want to be doing it, right? And how good does that feel to imagine just getting on with it, getting it done, getting to it. Now, fire off that anchor again. This is, I'm going to call it an image, an image in your mind's eye. But it's an image, of course, with sounds. The sound of the people in the office, or the sound of the people at the gym, or the karate dojo, whatever it is. It's the smells of the florist, or the cooking, or the potpourri, or the coffee, or whatever's around you. It's the good feeling that goes with it. It's the image of you doing an activity. So it's sensory rich. It's not just a picture, it's feelings. It's a picture with feelings drawing you towards the picture in your mind, the goal, the target that you've set in your mind, which is what this is. And it's accompanied by big, rich surround sound. Let's visit it again. Close your eyes and picture yourself just doing and achieving this thing. Fire off the good feeling and go, yeah. Hear the sounds rich and vivid, the picture big and bright. Imagine and just imagine how much even better it could be. What could you do that would make it even better, this thing? And as you just imagine and allow your mind to think about it, and if you can't see it in clear detail, that's okay. Just think and imagine what it would look like and get that impression and the sounds and the feeling and the sensory richness. And you can open your eyes again. Now, open your eyes. So, we have the ability to feel good by squeezing this good feeling anchor and practice that, get good at that. We have, in our mind's eye, this image of us doing, achieving the thing that we wanted to achieve, that we stopped procrastinating, that we want to achieve now, surrounded with the sounds and the feelings and the smells and tastes. The one other piece we need, and like I say, you can do this in 2 minutes. How quick is it to just squeeze your thumb and finger together and feel really good? How quick is it to close your eyes and picture yourself achieving or succeeding? And it takes a moment or two, really. Now, the final piece we need before we do this switch pattern is that moment in time, that cue image, that moment. When is it that in the past this procrastination occurred? What happens? So you might sit down and open your computer and that's when it starts. It starts with a distraction. Maybe you're focused initially. You check your emails. You respond to your emails. And then there's a different project. I need to go do something else. I need to check some social media profile. There's a moment that you procrastinate. Maybe many. And this is okay because you can do this as many times as you want. And when you do this technique 3 times, the unconscious mind starts to really generalize with regard to other specifics and fills in the gaps of all of the other kind of things that moving forward make your life and the people around you and the places and the things and the activities just better and better. A holistic goal, a well-formed outcome where you know what it is and you state it and see it in the positive. You see yourself doing this thing. You feel good about it. It's good for all of you. You can achieve this. You can do this thing. And it's sensory rich. Now, close your eyes and think about when you procrastinate. And imagine being right back there. So if it's procrastinating replying to an email, so you've checked all your emails and replied to the easy ones, and then there's that one you procrastinate over. You would see your hands on the keyboard and the screen in front of you. If you're procrastinating over mowing the lawn and you just keep putting that off, you look out at the lawn and you go, I'm not going to, that's the moment. So you're looking out of the window and that's when the procrastination hits in. You've opened up your keyboard, your computer. It's time to, you've checked all your emails, you've done all that. It's the time to make telephone calls. Oh, I'm going to put them off and procrastinate. That would be the time. So you've just finished doing something and that moment in time. So imagine being right back there and see what you would see if you were right back there. See what you would see, hear what you'll hear, the office sounds, the coffee smells, whatever. Build that memory of that moment in time where you see what you would see when you're about to procrastinate. Now, those are the components. Okay, so you can open your eyes again. What we're going to do in just a moment is you're going to close your eyes and imagine being in that situation where you, in the past, procrastinated. And as you imagine that situation, very quickly and all of a sudden, swish into a new image where you see yourself achieving, doing, You're no longer procrastinating. You're doing it. It's that other image of you succeeding and all of the sounds around you that let you know you're succeeding and the feeling. That's right. And we're going to fire off the anchor at that moment. And then you will open your eyes. And then we'll do that again and again and again. So, again, if it's safe and appropriate to do so, take a deep breath in. Close your eyes. Fire off that good feeling anchor. Yeah. And know that we're about to do something really cool. Right. So, close your eyes and imagine being in that situation where in the past you used to procrastinate all the time. And as you imagine seeing what you'd see in that situation very quickly, see yourself doing and achieving instead with the sounds around you and the smells around you and the feeling of fire off that good feeling anchor. Yeah. Open your eyes. Open your eyes. Close them again. And imagine being in that situation where you would procrastinate and imagine seeing yourself doing that activity instead feeling really good, fire off that good feeling anchor, the sounds around you. Yeah. And open your eyes. Open your eyes. Close them again. Try and imagine being in that situation where you used to procrastinate. Swish, to seeing yourself and feeling that good feeling and hearing all those sounds and fire off that good feeling anchor again and again as you imagine achieving or succeeding. Open your eyes and close them again. Try and see anything of that old thing. Swish, so you see yourself succeeding and achieving. It's just natural now. Succeeding and achieving and feeling really good now. Feel really good. Indulge yourself. Spread that good feeling all over your body as you picture yourself succeeding and achieving, feeling really good. Fire off the good feeling anchor. Open your eyes. Close your eyes again. Try and see anything that was swish. Instead, just see the good image of you succeeding and achieving and feeling really good, and you can see yourself feel really good, fire off that good feeling anchor, and open your eyes. Now, like I said earlier on, the brain likes threes. So we've just done that once with one thing that you procrastinate over and won the situation. So it might have been you've checked your emails and you procrastinate over making a telephone call. But there are other times of day that you procrastinate over making telephone calls. So is this little, powerful, conscious mind priming session comes to an end now. And when it does and you switch off the button, click the mouse, and this program is over, take just 2 or 3 minutes, invest a few minutes in doing that swish pattern again. You've already got the good feeling anchor, squeezing your thumb and finger, that's already there. Think of another situation where you procrastinate. So if it's like making a telephone call, there are other times of day when you know you shouldn't make those calls, and you swish, do the swish pattern. Do it 2 more times. Or if it's just that one situation, pick another similar thing that you procrastinate over and do the swish pattern with that and something else. Do 3 similar swish patterns with regard to overcoming the procrastination block that you had. Pow, pow, pow. 1, 2, 3. Do it 5 times each time or 10 times. It only takes a few moments. Now you have the structure of the swish pattern and you know how to use this powerful mind-changing technique. And when you do this and then go into trance, it's exponential. It's 100 times. Certainly incredibly more powerful to do this technique. Very simply and very quickly. Have fun with this amazing technique. It will make a huge difference. Do it 2 more times as this audio ends. And then enjoy and make profound change with the hypnosis sessions. This is John Vincent, talking again very soon.